我想今天要跟弟兄姊妹讲一个在圣经上非常传奇性的人物。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, I would like to share with you, a legend in the Bible.
就是旧约圣经所提到的以利沙这位先知。
It is, the prophet in the Old Testament, Elisha.
我们知道以利沙他在圣经的记载里面行了许许多多的神迹。
We know that Elisha has performed many miracles in the Bible.
那我们今天是要来看他其中的一个神迹。
And today we'll take a look at one of the miracles.
而且来看见这个神迹背后他那个属灵的意义。
And we want to see the spiritual meaning behind, this miracle.
这个神迹跟我们有些什么样的关系？
And we want to take a look at what this miracle has to do with us.
这是记载在列王记下第四章。
And this is recorded at the Second King, chapter 4.
这一段经文我们许多弟兄姊妹应该都很熟悉。
And these passages, perhaps many brothers are we all very familiar.
它是讲到一个大户人家，一个很富有的人家里面一个富人的故事。
And this story has to do with a well-to-do woman.
她是一个非常，她是一个非常会服侍的人。
And this person knows how to serve.
有一天，以利沙经过她的家门。
And one day, the Elisha passed by her house.
他就强留她吃饭。
And she retained, asked him to stop by and eat.
以后每一次以利沙经过她家呢，就自动的进去她家吃饭。
And every time when Elisha passed by her house, and then he will went into her house to eat.
然后他就发觉这个人跟平常人不同。
And she discovered that this person is different from others.
他发觉这个人是一位神人。
And this person is a man of God.
遇见他，在他身上一个特点就是圣洁。
And there is a point that when you encounter him, that he is holy.
所以现在他不仅请他吃饭，他在家盖了一间小屋子，让他来住。
Not only that, she invited him to eat, but she also built a room for him to stay.
那这个妇人呢，什么都有，但她缺少一个很重要的东西。
And this woman has everything, but she lacks one thing.
她缺少一个儿子。
She lacks a son.
因为对一个有钱的人家来讲呢，儿子是特别的重要。
And to a wealthy household, a son is very important.
因为如果没有儿子的话，他的产业将来没有人可以继承。
And without a son, that no one can inherit the wealth.
但是这个以利沙，因为在他家住了一阵子以后呢，他就愿意帮助他得到一个儿子。
And so after Elisha has been living there for a while, that he wants to help her to gain a son.
后来果然，这个妇人呢，她生了一个儿子。
And in fact, this woman indeed get a son.
这是一个奇迹。
This is a miracle.
因为这个人妇人的丈夫已经年老了，已经没有办法生育了。
It is because the husband of hers is old in age.
所以多年下来，他们都没有办法生一个孩子。
And so for many years, they do not have a son.
但是因着以利沙的一句话，他隔年果然生了一个儿子。
And because of what Elisha said, that the following year they have a son.
但很奇妙，这孩子慢慢长大的时候，有一天突然死了。
And strangely, that one day as the child grew, he died suddenly.
可这妇人的表现也很特别。
And it is also uncharacteristic.How the woman expressed herself.
她丈夫不知道这儿子死了。
The husband does not know this child had died.
所以当这妇人说她需要一批驴子去出去找神人的时候，找先知以利沙的时候，她先生问她，一切都还好吗？
So when man of God, holy man of God, asked her when she ride on the donkey to see him.Oh, I'm sorry, to the husband. And he asked, is everything okay?
他说平安无事。
And she said, everything's all right.
你看，好不容易得到一个儿子，而儿子死了，他居然说平安无事。
And for all the, well, it's through very much difficulty that she finally have a son, and now the son died, and she said it's all right.
当他去找先知以利沙的时候呢，这先知的仆人也跑来问他说：“你还好吗？你儿子好吗？你先生好吗？”他说：“平安无事。”
And when she went to look for the prophet, I'm sorry, the man of God, and the servant for the man of God went to see her and greet her that is everything all right? How is your husband? And how is your household? How is your son? And she replied, everything's all right.
最后以利沙果然把他的孩子又从死亡中带回来。
And at the end, that Elisha brought her son back from death.
这是一件很奇妙的神迹。
And this is a wonderful miracle.
但圣经上记载这些事情是为着我们的。
When Bible records these things, it's for us.
因为圣经记载这些事情呢，试着要教导我们一些事情。
When Bible records these, he wants to teach us something.
我们知道，我们许多的人对神迹非常的着迷。
And we know many are amazed by the miracles.
现在许多的人还在寻求神迹。
And many of us are seeking miracles.
因为这些神迹的确是超过我们天然的人所能想象的。
And because these miracles are beyond our human's imagination.
所以圣经上讲呢，犹太人非常的喜欢寻求神迹。
The Bible tells that the Jews seek miracles, signs.
但是外邦人呢，就是除了犹太以外，外邦人呢，他们喜欢求智慧。
But Gentiles seek wisdom.
但是保罗说，我们神的儿女呢，我们所传讲的乃是耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Paul says, what we preach is him and the crucified.
为什么保罗要这样讲？
Why does Paul say it this way?
为什么保罗要说犹太人他们喜欢行神迹，喜欢寻求神迹，而且他们寻求到一个地步呢，这个神迹反而成了他们的绊脚石。
Why does Paul say that the Jews seek the miracle, seek the sign so much that it becomes a stumbling block?
因为当他们在寻求神迹的时候呢，他们所要寻求的都是能力。
So when they seek for signs, they look after power.
有一天呢，他们看见了主行了很多的神迹，但是最后主居然被钉在十字架上。
Jesus performed many miracles, however, he was crucified on the cross.
所以当这些犹太人呢，他们遇见了主以后，他没有办法接受他做他们的救赎主。
Because Jews, when they met him, they cannot accept him as their savior.
因为在他们心目中，这位他们等候的弥赛亚是大有能力的。
In their heart, the Messiah they're waiting for is the one with power.
所以当他们在寻求神迹的时候，这个神迹反而成了他们的绊脚石，他们没有办法再接受、再相信主。
So when they seek after the sign, this becomes their stumbling block. They can no longer accept.Is their Savior and Lord?
外邦人他们是寻求智慧。
Gentiles seek wisdom.
他们更没有办法接受主做他们的救主。
And they, of course, they cannot accept Him as their Savior.
因为他们看见主这么软弱，居然被钉在十字架上，怎么能够帮助他们
？And they see this, this Savior is so weak that was crucified. How can He be their Savior?
所以当主耶稣在地上的时候呢，有许多人围着他，希望他行一些神迹给他们看。
So when Jesus was on the earth, that there was many people around him that perhaps he can perform a miracle.
但主耶稣说，在这个邪恶淫乱的世代里面，你们要求看神迹呢，只有一个神迹可以看。
And Jesus said to them that in this perverse and adulterous generation, there's only one sign to be shown.
他说，从前约拿怎么样在大鱼的肚子里面三天三夜，他说他自己人子也要三天三夜在地里头。
That when Jonah was in the inside of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights, and this is how the Son of Man will be.
所以神迹很吸引人，但是对于神迹呢，我们要知道它是引我们去认识我们这位救主的。
Indeed, that these miracles are very attractive, But at the end, the purpose is for us to lead us to the Lord.
所以圣经上称神迹是 sign， 是好像是一个指路的标志。
So the word miracles actually it means a sign. It means point us to somewhere.
所以当你看到这神迹的时候呢，它所要显出来的效果，乃是引你去相信、接受基督的。
So the result of the sign is for us to guide, for us to for is a guidepost for us to lead us to Christ.
不是来满足我们的好奇心的。
It's not to satisfy our curiosity.
乃是让我们更深的认识基督。
So that we can know Christ more deeply.
所以以利沙在这里行神迹，因为他是预表主的自己。
When Elisha was performing the miracle here, he represented the Lord himself.
那我们刚才所听到的他行的其中的一个神迹，到底这个神迹向我们有什么意义？
So the miracle, the sign that we read earlier, what does it mean to us?
我们大概可以把这个故事呢分成三个段落。
So we can mainly separate in three parts for the story.
第一段落讲到他怎么样来服侍以利沙，然后他得到了一个儿子。
And the first part has to do with how he served Elisha and how he gained a son.
第二段落呢就讲到他的儿子死了，然后又复活了。
And the second session speaks of how his son was dead and then was resurrected.
第三个部分讲到这个儿子复活以后，他们发生的一些事情。
And the third part has to do with when the son, after his resurrection, these things that happened aftermath.
这里讲到这个妇人呢，她是生在一个很富有的家庭里面。
And this woman was raised and born in a very wealthy family.
那圣经上提到教会，特别是在末期的教会呢，就好像一个大户人家，很有钱的人家。
And when the Bible talks about church, especially during the end times, it's like a noble house, a big household.
就是说你来到了这个家里面，这个教会里面，你发觉这里面很丰富，满了神的丰富。
And when you come to the church of God, and you'll find that the church of God is full of riches and wealth.
因为本来我们这个人是没有希望的人，我们是堕落的人，我们是要接受神审判的人。但现在呢，我们进入了这神的家呢，所有的罪都被洗净。
Originally, that we as a person who are sinful, that we are about to perish, we have no hope. But however, when we enter into the house of God, our sins are taken away.
不仅我们的罪得到赦免，我们现在成为神家里的人，我们成为神的儿女。
Not only that our sins are forgiven, but now we are called the sons of God.
而且我们可以享受神家里面一切的丰富。
And that we can enjoy all the riches in the house of God.
这个大户人家，这个教会呢？他们有各样的神迹奇事。
In this large house, there are many miracles.
他们有的人有恩赐，可以医病，可以赶鬼。
And there are people who have power to heal, and they have power to cast away demons.
他们懂得各样知识的言语，智慧的言语。
And they understand all the matters of knowledge and wisdom.
而且呢，他们可以说方言。
And this, they can speak in tongues.
不仅说方言呢，还有人可以翻方言。
And not only that, people can translate in tongues.
所以在这幕后的这个教会呢，变成一个很有钱的，好像很丰富的一个大户人家。
So at the end time, the church become a large house with wealth and riches.
所以在提摩太后书第二章讲到呢，他说在大户人家。你知道有金器、有银器、有木器跟瓦器。
And so in 2 Timothy talks about that in this large house, there are articles of gold, silver, wood and clay.
所以你到一个很有钱的家里面，人家里面去，你会看见有金器、银器、有木器、瓦器，什么都有。
And so if you go to a wealthy household, that you will see there's a vessels of gold, silver, wood and clay.
他说有的呢是做贵重的器皿。有的是做卑贱的器皿。
He said some are purpose for nobles and some are for ignobles.
这些器皿呢，所预表的就是我们这些人。
And the vessel represented us.
所以我们在神的面前呢，可能可以变成很贵重的器皿，但是也可能是一个卑贱的器皿。
And that before God, that we can be a vessel of honor or dishonor.
他如果我们自洁， 脱离卑贱的事呢，就可以做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And he says here, if a man cleanses himself, then he will be an instrument for a noble purpose.
这是一个很特别的现象。
And this is a unique phenomenon.
因为按照神的心意来讲呢，教会本来只是像一个芥菜种子。
According to the heart of God, that the church is supposed to be only a mustard seed.
虽然它很小，但是充满了活力。
Even though it is very small, but it is full of life.
虽然好像在人来看呢，算不了什么，只是一小群，但是呢，却有神的同在。
From the outwardly speaking, the people see it's only a small flock, but in it, it has God's presence.
但是慢慢的，它的生长呢，就开始了畸形的发展。
However, afterwards,it has a very abnormal growth.
所以从一个芥菜种呢，它变成一个大树。
So from a small mustard seed, it became a big tree.
从一小群呢，变成一个大户人家。
And so from a small flock, it became a large household.
本来在神的心目中呢，每一个都是贵重的器皿。
Originally, in eyes of God, that every vessel is honorable.
但现在呢，变成有的是贵重的器皿，有的呢成了卑贱的器皿。
But now, some became vessels for honor and some for dishonor.
所以不知不觉呢，人就有一个错误的观念。
So, unknowingly that there is a falsehood in the thought of man.
就好像在启示录所提到的老底家教会，他觉得他富有了，他发了财，他一样都不缺。
Just like what is recorded in the book of Revelation, the church of Laodicea, that he is rich and he is wealthy.
但他不知道他真正的那个光景乃是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身。
But he does not know the true condition is poor, wretched, blind, and naked.
换成从外面来看很好。
In other words, if you look from the outside, it's truly good.
从外面来看呢，有很多值得人羡慕的地方。
And from the outside, that you can see that there's something that men desire.
但缺少了一个非常重要的事情。
But it lacks very important thing.
就好像老底家教会这么富足。
Just like that the church of Laodicea is wealthy.
但主却在门外。
Yet the Lord is outside of the door.
就好像大户人家什么都有了。
Just like in a large household, they have everything.
但最重要的没有儿子。
That they lack one thing, which is a son.
那圣经里面讲到儿子呢，那是讲了基督那个丰富的生命。
When the Bible talks about the Son, it talks about the riches of life.
换句话说，就好像呢，基督要成形在我们的里面。
And it speaks of that the image of Christ will form in us.
在神的心目中呢，教会是彰显基督的地方。
In mind of God, that church is a place where they can manifest Christ.
所以我们可能在外面给人有一个很深的印象，我们这个人是一个好人。
That we on the outside we can give people an impression that we are a good person.
我们甚至是一个公义的人。
That even that we can be a righteous person.
是一个正直的人。
That we are an upright person.
人很羡慕我们有这些特点。
Men desire these characteristics from us.
但人在我们身上看不到基督。
But they cannot see Christ from us.
人可能羡慕我们有口才。
They desire that we have gift of speech.
我们有知识。
That we have knowledge.
我们有能力。
That we have power.
但是他看不到主。
But they cannot see the Lord.
我们满足了，但是主不满足。
We are satisfied, but the Lord is not.
我们好像大户人家，什么口才知识都全备。
Just like a large house, that we have words and knowledge, and we have everything.
但是主在这里没有地位。
But the Lord does not have his position.
这是末后时代教会的光景。
And this is the condition in the end time.
这也是这个故事那个背景所代表的意义。
And this is the background of the story that represents.
所以当以利沙在问这个书店的妇人说我能为你做什么事情的时候呢，他说他在本乡安居无事，换句话说他很满足他现在的状况。
And so whenthe man of God, Elisha, asked the woman, is there anything I can do for you? And she replied, I have a home among my own people.
感谢主，就在这样的一个情形下面呢，先知以利沙来了。
It is under such condition that the prophet Elisha came.
就在这样的情形下面呢，主要在我们身上做工。
It is under this condition that the Lord wants to work in us.
结果呢，他就来到了这个书店这个地方呢，这个妇人就强留他吃饭。
And so Elisha went to Shunem, and then this woman asked him to stay to eat with them.
从这里可以看见，这个妇人呢是一个很会服侍人的人。
And from this woman, we see that she knows how to serve.
那如果今天我们用我们的方法来勉强人来留下来吃饭，第二次他就会绕道而行，他不会经过我们家门口了。
And according to our experience, that if she urged him to stay to eat, and then maybe for us, that this person will go detour and go to someplace else.
但是这个妇人很会服侍人，说出他有这方面的恩赐。所以当他这样勉强他来吃饭的时候，他不但伊丽莎不会觉得奇怪，而且以后自动的每天就来吃饭了。
And however, we know that this woman knows how to serve, because that when she urges him, that Elisha does not feel strange about it, and as a matter of fact, that in the future, Elisha went automatically to the household to eat.
这个妇人让我们想起了新约圣经的马大。
And this woman reminds us the Martha in the New Testament.
我们的马大是很会服侍人的。
And we know Martha knows how to serve.
虽然我们很多的时候印象觉得她好像很会发脾气。
And even though that in our impression that she has a temper,
但实际上她是一个很会服侍人的人。
In fact, she knows how to serve.
所以最后圣经上记载，主耶稣最后一个礼拜进入耶路撒冷的时候。
So the Bible tells us that last week, Jesus was in for the last week he was in Jerusalem.
他没有住在耶路撒冷。
He did not stay in this Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是大军的京城。
And Jerusalem is a city of kings.
我们的主是神的儿子。
And our Lord is the Son of God.
他来到耶路撒冷，照理讲他应该要在这个地方，过夜的。
And the Son of God came, he supposedly to stay overnight at the city.
但他没有留在那里，他每天晚上都出城去。
But he did not stay there. Every night he went out of the city.
他就住在马大的家里面。
And he stayed at the household of Martha.
因为马大很会服侍人。
Martha knows how to serve.
这个妇人因着这样子懂得服侍，就带进了交通。
Because she knows to how to serve in such fashion that she brought forth fellowship.
对，圣经上讲到吃饭是讲到一同坐席、一同交通说的。
When Bible speaks about sharing a meal, eating, it has to do with fellowship.
所以很多时候我们不要走极端。
So many times we do not need to be extreme.
很多时候我们觉得我们侍奉主，我们就在家里面亲近主就好了。
And many times that when we serve the Lord, we thought that we just stay at home and we draw close to Him.
因为每一次我们一服侍的时候，我们就发脾气。
And because every time when we serve, then we'll get upset.
但不要忘了，如果当我们的服侍是向着主的时候，就好像接待了以利沙以后呢，你就发觉这个亲密的交通就开始了。
But when our service is for the Lord, then we'll discover that we'll have this fellowship just like this woman and Elisha.
所以以后以利沙呢就很喜欢到他家来吃饭。
So afterwards, that Elisha loved to go eat at her house.
所以如果我们在服侍的时候，我们觉得我们在服侍人，我们很容易发脾气。
So when we serve and we discover that we are serving the man, then we are easily become angry.
但如果我们觉得我们好像不是服侍人，我们乃是服侍主的时候呢，带下来的乃是一个很亲密的与主的交通。
But if we are serving God instead of man, then you will bring forth this closeness of fellowship.
以利沙在他家吃了，就是有一段时间跟他一同在那边吃饭以后呢，这个妇人就有一个发现。
So after a while, that when he came to eat at her house, and she discovered something.
她说我看出来，那个常常从我们家经过的这个人是一个圣洁的神人。
She said that I see that this is a holy man of God.
你看，她以前没有看出来，那现在看出来了。
Before she did not discover this, but now she found out.
换句话说呢，真实的交通带进启示。
In other words, real fellowship brings forth revelation.
诗篇二十五篇十四节告诉我们，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲近，他必将自己的约、自己的秘密指示他们。
So in Psalm 25:14 it says that the Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them.
所以你看，当我们与主有亲密的交通，我们活在神的面前呢，神有很多的秘密、奥秘，他不向一般人启示，乃是向这些人启示。
But when we live before God, and we have this fellowship, that He will reveal these the secrets for those who fear Him.
所以他说，我看出这个人不是一个平常的人，这是一个圣洁的神人。
So she said, I from what I see that this is a holy man of God. He's not an ordinary man.
换句话说，以利沙给他的印象是在以利沙身上，他看见了神。
In other words.From Elisha, she saw God.
那这常常是我们的失败。
And this is oftentimes is our pitfall.
因为人只看见我们的口才，我们的能力。
And people see our power and our gift of speech.
甚至人看见我们的温柔谦卑。
And even that people see our gentleness, our humbleness.
但他们在我们身上看不见神的彰显。
But they do not see the manifestation.Of God.
换句话说呢，他们在我们身上找不到这个儿子。
In other words, they do not find the son in him.
那以利沙没有跟他讲一篇大的道理。
Elisha did not gave her a great speech.
以利沙在他面前也没有行神迹。
Elisha at the time has not performed any signs.
但是他看见了以利沙身上那一位神。
But from Elisha, she saw.That God.
所以他发觉他是一个神人。
So she discovered that he is a man of God.
而且这个人的特点呢是圣洁。
And the uniqueness of this man is holiness.
我圣洁的意思就是说他跟一般人不同的。
In other words, holiness means that he is different from others.
所以他不是因为以利沙说了什么或是做了什么。
It is not because Elisha did something or said something.
他是在以利沙的所事这个事情上面呢，他看见了主。
And it is based on who Elijah is that he saw the Lord.
你知道我们可以做行很多很奇妙的事，我们可以说很多的话，但人在我们身上没有看见主。
We can perform many wonderful things and we can say many things, but people do not see the Lord.
所以这个人因着吃饭的缘故呢，他观察知道以利沙不一样。
So.Because when they dined together, she noticed that this man is different.
以前我们可能满足于外面的服侍。
Before we are satisfied with the service outward.
什么时候我们调整了我们服侍的方向，而是向着主的时候
？When we adjust our direction of a service toward the Lord.
我们开始跟主有真实亲密的交通。
Then we begin to have this closeness or fellowship with the Lord.
我们里面就有了启示，就有了亮光。
And then in within us, we have this revelation, and we have the light.
开始认识我们的主，认识这位独一的主。
And we begin to know that this is God and only God.
他与所有在世上的人都不同。
And he is different from any other man on earth.
因为约翰曾经跟随主很多年。
It is because that John has followed the Lord many years.
他做了一个见证。
And he.Testify this.
他从来没有一个人见过神。
That there's no one has seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
That only the Son of God express God Himself.
就好像这个妇人所说的，我看出他是一个圣洁的神人。
Just like this woman, that he said, I can see that he's a holy man of God.
约翰能够做见证说，在主的身上他看见了父。
John can testify that on the Lord he saw the Father.
他有了这看见以后呢，接下来就盖了一个房子，啊，可以让以利沙来住。
So afterwards, that he built a room so that Elisha can stay.
你知道，当我们有了启示之后，你知道，我们就盼望能够与主有更深的连结。
So after this revelation, that we desire to have a deeper connection and fellowship with the Lord.
我们不满足于只是偶尔跟主有一些交通。
That we are not satisfied that we'll have a fellowship with the Lord once in a while.
我们盼望能够一直的、不断的住在他的里面。
That we desire to abide in Him continuously.
我们盼望就是一直的这样联合，有更深的联合在我们的中间。
So we desire to have this deeper union among us.
所以他在这里就给他盖了一个房子。以后呢，以利沙每次来就住在那个房间里面。
So.That she built a room, so every time when Elisha came, he would live in that room.
他做了这么多事情以后呢，你知道伊丽莎就喜欢给他一些回报。
So, she done so many things that Elisha would like to give something back to her.
所以伊丽莎就说，你向王或者元帅有没有什么求的？如果你有什么求的话呢，因为他们跟我的关系不同，所以呢他们会答应你所求的。
And then he said to her that if you have any wishes for the commander of the army or the kings, that I can help you because I have a special relationship with them.
但他说我在本乡安居无事，换句话说呢，我非常满意我现在的现状。
And she replied, I have a home among my own people. In other words, she meant that I'm fine. I don't have any.
后来我们知道，先知的仆人就提醒。说他少了一个儿子。
And so that the servant of the prophet remind the prophet that he needs a son.
所以呢，先知就说你明年这个时候呢，你会得到一个儿子。
So the prophet said to her that next year at this time you will get a son.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们跟主有不间断的交通，带下来启示，带下我们与他更深的联合呢，很自然的会发生一件事情。
That when we have this continuous fellowship, that you bring forth something that's very natural.
就基督那个丰富的生命就在我们里面慢慢成型。
That the life of Christ will slowly be formed in us.
所以基督就成型在我们里面，人能够在我们身上慢慢看见基督的自己，而不是看见我们的好。
The image of Christ will slowly be formed in us. It's not that our own goodness.
好，现在来到了第二段落。有一天，好不容易得到儿子呢，居然突然死掉了。
Now let's come to the second part. That one day that this child was very difficult to have. Now he died.
但这个妇人就像我们刚才所讲，她的反应非常的特别。
That As we mentioned earlier, the response of this woman is very unique.
她对人的问话只有一个答案，就是平安无事。
That to all the greetings that people that she encountered, her answer is always, "It's all right."
为什么这个人的反应跟一般人是这样的不同？
How is that she has such a different response than others?
因为我们知道她的眼睛。不是看在他儿子的上面。
That we know that her eyes is not focused on her son.
如果他的眼睛是在他儿子上面呢？当他儿子死的时候，他一定非常的 panic， 非常的焦虑。
That if her eyes is focused on her son only, then she will be very panic.
他的眼睛呢是盯在加密山上的神人。
Her eyes are focused on the man of God who is in the Mount Carmel.
他知道这个儿子是从他来的。
She know that the son came from him.
那他儿子死掉了这件事情呢，一定跟那个神人有关。
That the death of her son has to do with the son, with this man of God.
你知道，很多时候我们因着我们的眼光常在世界上的人事物上面。
That oftentimes our eyes are focused on the things and the people of this earth.
所以当这些事物在被震动的时候呢，我们也跟着被震动。
So when these things are shaken, that we also are shaken along with it.
所以我们就不能够平安无事。
So we cannot say that it is all right.
很奇妙，就是圣经上提到这个妇人的时候，没有提她的名字。
It's very strange that when the Bible mentioned her, it was never her name was never mentioned.
只提到了她所住的地方叫苏列。
You only mentioned that the place where she lives is at Shunem.
苏甸是什么地方呢？
Where is Shunem?
苏甸就是在以色列西北方 以撒家的这个境内。
Shunem is in the region of Issachar, northeast,
sorry,
northwest of the in the land of Israel.
它离这个加密山呢，大概15英里左右。
It is about 15 miles away from the Mount Carmel.
以利沙因为要常常去加密山，所以他就很自然的会经过这个城市，就是苏念。
And the, it because that the son of man, excuse me, the man of God, Elisha, goes to Mount Carmel often, so naturally he'll pass by her house.
我们知道以利沙的师父以利亚曾经在加密山呢打败了众仇敌。
And we know the master of Elisha, which is Elijah, he defeated the enemies on Mount Carmel.
所以以利沙有一个习惯，就常常会去加密山。
So, Elisha has this habit that he often go to Mount Carmel.
我们知道以利亚后来是升天了。
And we know that Elijah was taking up ascended in heaven.
所以加密山就说出了那个得胜升天的那个地位。
Mount Carmel speaks of the ascension and the position of victory.
所以以利沙呢常常去加密山，就是说他是站在一个复活升天的地位上。
So when he, when Elisha went to Carmel often, he speaks of that he is on the victorious ground.The ground of ascension.
所以他每次经过的时候，都会经过这个城市叫苏念。
So every time when he goes there, that he will pass by the city called Shunem.
苏念在原文的意思，就希伯来文原文的意思呢，就是两个安息的地方 ，two resting place.
In the original Hebrew language, the meaning of Shunem means two resting place.
所以在这里呢，你看你有两种的安息。
That we see that there's two kinds of rest.
有一种的安息呢，就是他当时的那种安息。他说：“我在本乡安居无事。”
That there is one rest which she spoke that it's all right.
意思就是说呢，我现在很富有，我没有儿子，没有关系，我可以接受，我满足。
And in other words, that she said that in my household I'm well off, and even though I don't have a son, it's all right.
这种安息呢？是比较浅的安息。
This kind of rest is very shallow.
但另外一种安息呢，是更深的安息的。
But there's another rest that is deeper.
他能够在儿子死的时候，他能够说平安无事。
That it is when her son is dead and she can still say it is all right.
所以你看见这里有两个安息的地方。
So we'll see there's two places of resting here.
你想到主耶稣讲到的那两个安息，对不对？
Then we also thought about what Jesus speaks of these two rests.
因为在马太福音十一章的末了，主耶稣讲到两种安息。
That in the end of Matthew 11, Jesus talks about two rests.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，就可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息，我就给你们安息。”
And he says that, "For come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, that and I will give you rest."
你知道我们本来。在我们灵的深处是没有安息的。
That in our deepest, in our spirit, in our deepest being, that there's no rest.
因为我们是一个罪人。
Because we are sinners.
不管你承认也好，你不承认也好。
Whether you acknowledge it or not, it is true.
因为有一天我们都要面对死亡。
Because one day we'll face death.
我们要面对永恒的事情。
We need to face eternity.
当我们离这个关头还很远的时候，我们可以不想这种事情。
That when we are far away, then we may not have to consider it.
但有一天我们离这个点越来越近的时候呢，我们里面会有一种恐慌。
As we approaching this point, that we'll have fear in us.
到底死亡那一条界限之后是什么东西？
We wonder what is life after death.
真如圣经上所说的，不但人人都有死，而且死后还要审判吗？
Just like the Bible says that we all face death, but we will also have to face the judgment after death.
但主耶稣告诉我们， 你如果有这样的重担在你心里面，你背负这个罪担的话，你只要来到我的面前，我就给你这个安息。
If you have such burden, as long as you come before me, then I will give you this rest.
所以你不需要付任何的代价，你来到主的面前，只要相信他的救恩，接受他做救主，他就把这个安息给你。
You do not have to pay any price as long as you believe this Savior, and then He will give you this rest.
你只要有了这个安息呢，你就免去了永远的审判，你就有了永生。
When you have this rest, then you don't have to go through the eternal punishment. Then you have eternal life.
但接下来主又讲了另外一个安息。
But then the Lord also talks about another rest in the following passage.
他说你要负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就能够找到安息，你们就得享安息。
He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Then you will have rest, find rest for your soul.
所以第一个安息我们刚才所提到的，你不要付任何代价，你相信接受就好。
The first rest that you don't have to pay any price, you just believe and receive.
但第二个安息呢，你要付代价。
But second rest, you have to pay the price.
主说我心里柔和谦卑，你要负我的轭，学我的样式。
That my yoke is I'm gentle and humble at heart, and you have and that you have to learn from me.
当你付了这样的代价的时候呢？你就找到了另外一个更深的安息。
When you pay such price, then you find another rest.
那主耶稣在讲这些话的时候，我们知道他前面发生了一些事情。
We know when the Lord says this, there's something that happened before.
我们知道当时施洗约翰本来是耶稣的前导，来把耶稣引进来的这一个人呢，到后来开始怀疑他了。
We know that John the Baptist.Who is the forerunner of Jesus? Start to have doubts about Jesus.
然后主耶稣也在许多地方行了很多的神迹，那些人终不悔改。
And at the same time that Jesus performed many miracles, but many still not repent.
但主耶稣没有灰心。
But Jesus was not disappointed.
他里面满了感谢。
He was full of praise and thanksgiving.
他向父祷告说：“父啊，我感谢你。”因你的美意本是如此。
And he prayed and thanked the Father. I praise you, Father, Lord heaven and earth, because you have, because it is your good pleasure.
因为你向聪明通达的人就隐藏，向婴孩就显出来。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned.
这里我们
that you have revealed the little to the little children.
这里给我们看见主耶稣像婴孩一样。
That here we see that Jesus is like the little children.
他心里柔和谦卑。
That his heart is lowly and meek.
那我们是聪明通达的人，所以我们心里不容易柔和谦卑。
Because we are wise and we are learned, so therefore it's not easy for us to be humble and lowly.
那一个柔和的人呢，他是不刚硬的人。
A person who is gentle is not hard.
那很多时候我们跟神顶嘴。
Many times that we have verbal disagreement with God.
因为我们不满意神在我们身上的安排，环境的安排。
Because we are not happy, satisfied with what He has allotted to us.
所以你看见我们不柔和，我们很刚硬。
So we see that we are very hard, we are not gentle.
而且呢，我们不仅仅不柔和，我们也不谦卑。
Not only that we are not gentle, but we are not humble.
因为我们有自己的目标，自己的想法。当事情发生不照我们所想的行的时候呢，我们就没有办法谦卑下来。
We have our goals and we have our own desires. So when it's happened in a way that does not according to our plan, then we are not gentle nor humble.
所以只有那些像婴孩的人，只有愿意学习主柔和谦卑的人呢，他就找到了更深的安息。
That only those people who are like little children, like the Lord that who is gentle and humble, then you will find this rest.
所以今天生在神家里的儿女，每一个人都有第一种的安息。
In the house of God, that all of us have the first rest.
但是却只有少数的人有第二种的安息。
That only few of us will have the second rest.
这是需要背起自己的十字架，需要舍己来跟随主的原因。
There's a reason why that we need to take up our own cross and follow the Lord.
所以书念就讲到两种安息的地方。
So the place of Shunan speaks of these two rests.
是因着这个妇人跟主有长期的交通，与他同住，他学习柔和谦卑，所以带进来的呢，那是第二种安息，平安无事。
So because of the abiding with the man of God that she has learned this gentleness and humble in heart, so it brings forth the second rest. So she can say, it's all right.
所以当他父亲说，当他的先生说，你为什么在这个时候要去见神人呢？难道有什么事情吗？他说平安无事。
So her husband said to her that, why are you going to see this man of God? Is everything all right? And she said,Everything is all right.
因为他知道这个问题的答案不在他先生身上，问题的答案乃是在那个加密山上的那个神人的身上。
Because she knows that the answer lies not in her husband, but it lies in the man of God on Mount Carmel.
所以，如果我们所有发生的事情，我们知道那个问题的解答不是在其他人的身上，乃是在主的身上的时候呢，我们才能够说平安无事。
So it is when we know that the answer does not lie in man, that is lies in the Lord, then we can say it is all right.
当他去找神人的时候，找以利沙的时候，神人远远的看见他，然后就派了他的仆人去迎接这个妇人。
So from far away, that when the man of God saw her, that he sent his servant to meet with this woman.
所以这个先知的仆人就问他，你平安吗？你丈夫平安吗？你孩子平安吗？他说平安。
And he said to her, are you alright? Is your husband alright? Is your child alright? Everything's alright, she said.
因为他知道他的问题，神的仆人也不能帮他解答。
Because she knows that her problem, her answer cannot be answered by the servant of the Son of God.
然后我们看见妇人上了山，到了神人那边呢，她什么话都没讲，她抱住神人的脚。
And then when she came before this man of God, that she did not say a word, she just grabbed hold of his feet.
因为她知道不需要说什么话，这个神人一定知道她的问题。
That she knows that she doesn't have to say anything.That he will know her problem.
他只要找到了神人就好，就好像我们真的是来到了主的面前，问题就能够解决。
That just like that, she came before this man of God. That she knows that he can solve all the problems. As we came before the Lord, that the Lord knows, and that's it.
我们知道仆人不清楚，所以仆人想把他推开来。
And so the servant does not know what's going on, so he wants to push her away.
但神人说由他吧，因为他心里愁苦。耶和华向我隐瞒，没有指示我。
And he said, "Well, leave her alone. She is in bitter distress. The Lord has hidden it from me, and not told me why."
这让我们想起主耶稣在去帮助那个拉撒路复活的这件事情上一样的意义。
And this reminds us that when Jesus went away to the Nazareth who will be resurrected, and it has shared the similar meaning.
因为我们知道，当拉撒路生病的时候，他的姐姐就派人去找主。
That we know that when Nazareth was sick, that his sister sent somebody to look for the Lord.
我们知道，他们只要想到如果主来了，他的弟弟就好了。
And they thought that as long as the Lord came, that her brother will be made well.
但圣经上写的很奇妙，主还故意在那个地方停留两天。
The Bible tells us quite wonderfully that the Lord stayed at his same place two more days.
等到主去的时候呢，拉撒路已经在坟墓里面四天了。
By the time that Jesus had reached Nazareth, that he has died buried in the tomb for 4 days.
因为主要让他们看见，在信的人呢，就必看见神的荣耀。
That we see that for those who believe.We'll see the glory of God.
如果主早点来的话呢，他们就看不见这个复活的那个荣耀了。
If the Lord came early, then they will not to see the glory of the resurrection.
这是为什么耶和华向以利沙隐藏的原因。
And it is the reason why that God has hidden these things from Elisha.
如果以利沙早点知道，就把他不需要经过死了。
And if Elisha knew this earlier, then he will not have to go through death.
所以我们知道以利沙就派着。他的仆人拿着他的 他的手杖前去。
So Elisha sent his servant with his staff to go before them.
但这个妇人并不满意。
But this woman is not satisfied.
因为很多时候我们满意，这个仆人拿个杖，我们就满意了。
Oftentimes we'll see that we see the servant with his staff, then we are satisfied.
他一定要先知以利沙一同去。
She insists that the this prophet Elisha to go with her.
这是一个很好，对我们来讲的是一个很好的功课。
And this is a good lesson for us to learn.
因为很多时候呢，我们所要的就是这先知的杖而已。
And many times we only seek after the prophet's staff.
因为我们想要的就是解决事情的办法就好。
We only want the way to solve the problem.
我们可以不要主，但是只要主帮我解决这件事情就好。
And we don't need the Lord, but we just need the problem to be solved.
但主的心是，我不是要解决这件事情，我要解决你这个人。
But this woman's heart is that we just I just don't want the things to be solved, but I need this person.
因为神知道，我们这个人不先解决的话呢，我们的事情解决没有什么用处的。
So God knows that it's useless. The problem can be solved, but if the issue has to do with this person, it's not solved.
所以他向着以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”
So this woman says that says to Elisha, says, "As surely the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you."
你知道这句话是以利沙对以利亚说了好几次的话。
And you know this this phrase it was mentioned many times that Elisha said to Elijah.
因为我们知道以利亚要升天的时候，他就常常试炼以利沙，他留在这个地方等候。但以利沙说：“我不离开你。”
You know when Elijah was sent, that there are many times where he said to Elisha that, "Why don't you wait here for me in order to test him?"
我们看见这个妇人，她的心跟以利沙当时的心完全一样。
And we see the heart of this woman is the same as the Elisha at the time while he was with Elijah.
我们知道，因为他学到了一个很重要的事情，是我们常常讲的，但是我们常常不知道它真实的意义的。
That this woman has learned a very important lesson is something that we often talk about, but we do not know its true meaning.
就是主常讲的，离了你，我们不能做什么。
It's what the Lord often said.If you leave me, then you can do nothing.
那很多时候我们话也这么讲，但我们心里面想着，我离了主，我还可以做好多事情。
Even though we say so, but in our heart that we think that even without the Lord, we can do many things.
没有错，我们可以做很多事情，但在神的心目中，在这永恒的价值、属灵的价值里面，没有一点的价值。
Yes, indeed, we can do many things, but in the eternity that.It has no spiritual significance.
就后来以利沙就去了。
Afterwards, Elisha went with her.
他就开始在那边祷告神。
And then he prayed.
然后他就告，我们知道他是上床伏在孩子的身上。
And then he lay himself on the boy.
也很奇妙，他把他自己伏在这个死孩子的上面。
And it's wonderful that he.Lay himself onto this boy who is dead.
然后口对口
mouth to mouth,
眼对眼
eyes to eyes,
手对手
hands to hands.
然后孩子的身体的温度就慢慢就热起来了。
So slowly that the temperature increased from the boy.
然后他又这样做了一次。
And then he did it again.
这孩子打了七个喷嚏，然后就醒来了，睁开眼了。
And then this boy sneezed seven times, then he was awakened.
换句话说，现在这个人，这个孩子，从死里复活。
In other words, now this boy was resurrected from the dead.
我们知道复活跟活着不一样。
We know that to be alive and to be resurrected is not the same.
活着是没有经过试炼的。
To be alive.Did not go through trials.
没有经过死的试炼。
Did not go through the trial of death.
因为许多人活着，但是呢，当死亡临到的时候呢，他就没有了。
Many are living, but when death came, there's no more.
但是复活不一样，因为复活是经过试炼的，复活是胜过死亡的。
But resurrection is different because resurrection went through death is overcome death, overcoming death.
所以主给我们的生命呢，是那个复活的生命。
So the life that the Lord has given us is the life of resurrection.
是胜过死亡的生命。
It is the life that overcome death.
有一天主要回来，要显现在荣耀里面。
When the Lord came, that He will appear in the glory.
我们也要跟他一同显现在这个荣耀里面。
That we will also appear with Him in the glory.
一个经过死，然后再从死里复活的人，是什么样的一个情形？
What is the condition which a person who went through death and was resurrected?
他可以说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He can say, now no longer I who lives, it's the Christ that lives in me.
现在他的口不再是他从前的口。
Now his mouth is no longer his own mouth.
他所说的话不再是他自己那个从前那个老旧的人所说的话。
And the words that he's spoken is not the words of the old.
乃是他基督在他里面的发表。
It is the expression of Christ.
他现在眼睛不再是用从前的眼睛来看事物，乃是在基督宝座上的那个眼光来看事物。
Now his eyes no longer look from his perspective, he's looking down from the throne.
他现在行事不再凭着自己的意愿来行事，乃是按着主的旨意来行事。
Now when he do things, he's no longer according to his own will, but now he's doing things according to the Lord's will.
所以这个是从死里复活的生命。
And this is the life raised from the dead.
这也是主要在我们身上所做的工作。
And this is also the work that the Lord is doing in us.
首先主让我们不满足只是外面的一些活动。
We are not satisfied with just outward activities.
神要把基督成形在我们里面。
And he wants to form Christ in us.
但是不仅如此，这个生命是经过死而又从死里复活的生命。
Not only that, this life is through death and resurrected.
那么活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So no longer now I live is the Christ that lives in me.
好，现在来到了第三个部分。
Now let's come to the third part.
这是列王记下第八章。
Second Kings chapter 8.
它前面的六节所讲的。
Is the what is was mentioned in the first six verses.
在这里提到了两件事情。
Here it speaks of two things.
就是现在这个全地要一个大的饥荒。
First, that there will be famine in the land.
有七年的饥荒。
The famine will last 7 years.
七年的饥荒是一个很大的饥荒。
7-year famine is a great famine.
你知道大卫曾经因为犯罪数点了那个百姓，所以神给他三样大的饥荒，在大的灾祸。
David, because of he numbered the people, so there God gave him three of punishment.
七年的饥荒是其中的一个非常大的饥荒。
7 years of famine is one of the choices that God has given him.
所以你记得从前在约瑟的时代，埃及曾经有七年的饥荒，那个饥荒造成全天下的饥荒。
And in the time of Joseph in Egypt, there was also a 7-year famine that caused famine in all places.
所以这七年的饥荒说出了一件事，就是神的审判要临到全地。
The 7-year famine speaks of that judgment of God will came to earth.
但是以利沙却对这个妇人和孩子说，马上有饥荒，马上有审判来了，你们赶快到别的地方去生活。
So Elisha said to her that there will be famine coming, so you need to move away and be alive.
所以这个饥荒呢就没有临到他们。
So this famine did not happen to them.
所以这个审判呢，他们不需要经过神的审判。
So they did not need to go through God's judgment.
感谢主，在启示录第三章告诉我们，有一个教会叫做腓拉铁菲的教会。
In Book of Revelation chapter 3, there's a church called Philadelphia.
神对他们说，因为你们遵守了我忍耐的道。
And God says to them, because you have hold fast persevere this the word of life.
所以当普天下人在受患难的时候呢，你们可以免去这个患难。
So when there is a great persecution on earth, that you can
免去这些患难。
You can be spared.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，我们都晓得，不管信主的人也好，不信的主的也好，他们都有一个感觉，就是神的审判，这幕后的审判要临到这个全地。
So there is a feeling among the people who believes or not, who does not believe that there the God's judgment will be on earth at the end time.
因为你看这个世界的局势呢，很自然的就带下一个结果，就是这一个大的灾难，或者说神的审判要临到全地。
That when we see the chance of the world that wills, and we know that God's judgment will be on the earth.
但你看见呢，这个妇人。跟他的儿子呢，可以免去这个灾难。
Then we see that this woman and her son are spared of this judgment.
就看见腓拉铁菲的教会，他可以免去这些灾难。
And we see that Church of Philadelphia can be spared of these judgment.
你看见这些得胜者，他可以免去这些灾难。
And those overcomers are spared of these judgment.
所以你看见，当我们如果在神的面前。能够活出像这个妇人所活出的这种生活来。
So we see before God that we can live a life just like this woman before God.
让基督在他身上能够成形在他里面。
To let Christ to be formed in her.
让他的生命乃是不再是自己活，乃是基督在他里面活。
And so that her life is not that she lives.But Christ lives in her.
这个人在新约里面来讲呢，就是一个得胜者。
That in the New Testament, she is an overcomer.
当普天下的灾难要临到的时候呢，他先被提走了。
So when the when great judgment came to earth, that she will be taken away first.
这让我们想到旧约的以诺。
And we thought about Enoch in the Old Testament.
我们知道以诺他得到的启示，当他的儿子死的时候。这个洪水要来审判这个世界。
So Enoch received this revelation that when his son passed away, then there will be flood in the land.
结果后来呢，他儿子还没死之前，灾难还没临到之前呢，他已经被提了。
So before that the flood came, before the death of his son, that he was taken away.
所以圣经上讲到以诺的时候呢，在希伯来书十一章有一句话。
That when the Bible speaks of Enoch, that there is a saying in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
他说到神面前来的人必须信神是，并且相信他赏赐来寻求他的人。
That anyone who comes before him, you must believe he is, that he will award those people who seek after him.
所以对于这样的人呢，神给他一个赏赐。这个赏赐应用在以诺的身上呢，就是活着被提。
That For those people who seek God this way, there is a reward. It's just like Enoch. He is taken away while he is alive.
所以我们今天我们的眼睛不是向着坟墓，我们乃是望着天。
Today, our eyes is not on the grave, but is toward heaven.
盼望我们也能够在这些灾难临到的时候呢，我们就好像那些得胜者一样，能够直接被提到神的宝座。
That may we are like just those overcomers that will be taken away to the throne.When the judgment came.
那第八章还讲了第二件事情。
Chapter 8 also mentioned the second thing.
当他们在饥荒离开的时候呢，他们的房产啊、土地啊都被人家占有了。
And that when during the famine, that her property and her land was taken over by someone else.
但他们回来的时候呢，他们就跟王要求把这个土地拿回来。
And so when they came back, they asked the king so that they can get their property back.
很奇妙的是，正好那个先知的仆人呢，正好在对王讲这一段以利沙从前行在这个人身上的神迹。
Wonderfully that at the same time that the servant of Elisha was telling the king what happened to this woman and her son.
所以王一听到这，他们就把土地全部还给他们了。
So when king heard this, that king gave back all the property that belongs to her.
这说到什么呢？就是他们把这个产业再夺回来。
This speaks of that they They've taken back the inheritance that belongs to them.
我们知道当灾难过去以后就神的国度就来了。
But we know that after the judgment, the kingdom of God will arrive.
得胜的人就要得产业。
Overcomers will receive inheritance.
所以基督一同坐宝座，一同坐王掌权。
They will reign with Christ on the throne.
所以我们感谢主在圣经里面旧约记载的这一段神迹。
That we thank the Lord that the, in the Old Testament is recorded this sign.
但背后所讲的意义却跟我们今天有直接密切的关系。
But behind it, that it has a direct connection to us.
让我们真是从这一段的经文里面得到宝贵的教训。
That perhaps that we can receive precious teachings from these passages.
让我们都能够好好的活在神的面前。
So that we can live righteously before Him.
我们低头一起祷告。
And let's bow our heads.